going to talk to Stan Weber at 525. Some spring football questions for him. At 510, we will dive into Bruce Weber and the relationship with fans that we were tipped off on by the Sam Ehlinger column that we discussed yesterday. Try and make a bad sports story a little bit better to end the hour, but for right now, we zero in on the Kansas City Royals. All right, things are not good right now. They were swept by the Twins, who were a 100-plus loss team last year. Twins had a franchise high in losses last year. The Royals just dominated them last year. And some of our fears have come to fruition already. It's been the Royals' bullpen and the Royals' offense that has struggled mightily to this point in the season. But I did see something last night that, well, it looks nice and cutesy in a tweet, I think is Exhibit A of overreacting from some Royals fans right now. I'll see what you think about this. Test this out. So I saw this tweet from three or four different people, but on the same day that the Royals dropped to 0-3 and lose again to the Twins, I saw multiple tweets that said, well, Wade Davis got a save today. Greg Holland got a save today. Kendrys Morales hit a grand slam. Gerard Dyson had a go-ahead hit in the ninth. And the Royals are sitting here at 0-3. That to me is a little bit spoiled overreaction from Royals fans here who become so accustomed to winning.
It doesn't help.
Sure, it doesn't help, but here's some facts for you. You ready for some cold, hard facts?
Yep.
What do you think Kendrys Morales is at the plate this year?
Is that his only hit?
He's 2-for-13.
Okay.
He's 2-for-13.
But that's what he's there to do, is hit grand slams.
He's hitting, that's, I believe, .167.
I mean, I'm just saying that he scored four runs for the Blue Jays in that swing, and the Royals scored five runs in their series against the Twins.
Do you know what Gerard Dyson is hitting so far this year?
He is 1-for-12.
3-for-17.
Okay.
3-for-17. And I will admit, that was the one where I saw him in a Mariners uniform on a graphic that was going around, and that was weird. And I love Gerard Dyson. Love him to death. That one honestly hurt me more than any of those three, really, to see him in a different uniform. And Wade Davis and Greg Holland, to be fair, they're a perfect 5-for-5 in save opportunities. There's not really anything I can say to try and diminish their accomplishments so far this year to make you feel better to go along with this. But with Wade Davis, we knew he was going to be Wade Davis. I mean, you gave him up. It's disappointing that Soler is not there right now, but you knew what you were getting yourself into with that. So you've got two guys there that they're not really producing to this point in the season at the plate in Dyson and Morales. And then you have Wade Davis, who you knew was going to be Wade Davis. There's really one here that's the surprise, and the one to me that you could point back to and be like, maybe that wasn't the right move to go ahead and let him walk, and that is Greg Holland. But still, the season is very young. There were a lot of signs that Greg Holland was on the way down when he was here in Kansas City when they decided to let him walk. You can't blame him. It was a good business move at the time. If Greg Holland winds up saving 50 games this year, that'll be tough. But it was not like any of these moves were bad business. This just reeks to me of being already down in the dumps upset and just like looking for extra reasons to try and make yourself more upset. We don't need to be doing
this. That's fair. And you can look at it this way. The Royals are going to get or are expecting to get 4 years out of Jorge Soler. That's quite a bit of production that potentially is there. 4 years out of Nathan Carnes potentially could be a really big thing, you know, and we are just a fraction of a percent into those tenures, into that sample size. So, yes, I do think things are going to get better. I mean, the Royals' offense cannot possibly continue to be this bad for the entire season, and the same goes for the bullpen. It's just, like I said, it doesn't help to see everyone that you could potentially still have having success where you're already three games out of the division lead.
I mean, on one night, though. So, okay, maybe if Kendrys Morales was still here, he'd be hitting .167. He would have had a grand slam against the Twins, and you would have won that one game.
Yeah.
Cool, you're 1-2. Congratulations.
Yes, but if you still have Holland and Davis, that means that Kelvin Herrera is pitching the seventh inning that you want to strike from the game of baseball.
Well, okay, yeah, if you had all that, but then think about 2 years from now, you wouldn't have Jorge Soler and you wouldn't have Wade Davis either. You know, the returns on this are going to be determined over a longer period of time than just April 6th, 2017.
I just hate being 0-3 for the first time since 2001.
I know. It's a harsh reality, and you can slip back into feeling like you're going straight back to the bad old days pretty quick for the Royals, even though we've been so conditioned to winning over the last 3 years since that run in 2014. But I am here to say, I was being serious in the match game. I think they'll probably take 1-3 in Houston, and I don't think that's cause for panic. I mean, a 1-5 start is not great. That's not ideal. But it's also not something that you couldn't dig yourself out of. The Astros are a pretty good team. You're going to have to face Dallas Keuchel in this series. I think 1-3 would be fine. You're going to have to gradually work your way back to treading water if this thing is going to work this year. Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't expect them to go on a 7-game win streak now and right all the wrongs just like that. This is going to be a grind. This is going to be a grind. And there are signs that this may be a disappointing season. Very well could be. We know about the importance of getting off to a fairly fast start, at least not a terrible start, because then you'll have to trade at the deadline due to the contract situation you're in with all these people. I get it. I get it, and I understand why the tendency there is to let your mind run free and assume everything is going to be bad.
I mean, that's why there's so much panic, because you can just look at it and say this could be one disappointing season. But if it is, that probably means that you are forced to make moves as an organization that ensure that the next few years are also disappointing seasons. It's possible that they could have their minor league system really improved by trading some of those guys, and then maybe there would be another wave that could come up. But the math would tell you that if the Royals have to sell by the deadline of 2017, you probably can't expect them to be a playoff team in 2018 or 2019 either.
Well, here's what I'll spin to you, actually. This 0-3 start, it's bad. It's not just middle of the road. It's pretty bad. If it continues like this and they continue to just play bad baseball, that's at least only number two, really, on the list of outcomes that could happen this year, ultimately, in terms of where they rank from good to bad. Wouldn't it be better if they just did tank and were awful and it was a pretty obvious decision to try and move some of those guys, and then you set yourself up better for 2018 and beyond, as opposed to be around 500, yeah, make it a really tough decision what to do at the deadline when you're like 4 or 5 games back of the wild card and there's 4 teams in front of you, and you know, you're saying, do we stay, do we go? Then you hang on without trading anybody, miss the playoffs. You know, this still could be a better scenario.
But let me make this point. If you are, quote-unquote, totally tanking and finishing 30 games under 500, that probably means that Eric Hosmer did not have a great season and that he might not have the trade value that you thought that he would. And that can also apply to all of these other guys that are going to be free agents after the year. If your record is really bad, you probably don't have 3 or 4 guys on the roster that you can trade that would actually have a really good return.
I bet you still could. I mean, I think there would still be – I see your point. And, yes, it would probably diminish things some. But I don't think it would diminish them a bunch, at least for a guy like Hosmer. Maybe if Lorenzo Cain is hurt. Injuries, that's one way that this could really start to be derailed, if injuries come into play. But just ease up. Let's enjoy a little baseball here. Baseball, it's tough times right now between K-State and the Royals around here. I get it. Just try and stay level-headed, because that's what I always do. I am always level-headed about things, so I'm just trying to, you know, extrapolate that on some other people. 525, Stan Weber will join us from the K-State Sports Network. Next, we'll take the worst story in sports and make it slightly better. You're listening to The Game.